time for a nest.
Early morning, and before the day starts, Leila drives over to see Adila to share some apparently important news with her.
Assalamu alaikum. Leila, is everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine. Is Adi in or has she left for class?
No, she's still here. Still in bed. How's Daddy?
Oh, he's fine. Don't you get tired of background noise? Every time I come here, either some person reading or this Muslim radio station's on.
Nah, I can listen the whole day. Except when your auntie is trying to compete for my attention.
Poke fun at me. You'll see what will happen to you. Are you not going to work today, Leila?
I am, Chotima. Just wanted to speak to Adi. Oh, I'm sure she can't hear me over this racket. Can I turn down the radio?
Why don't you go through to her room, Bachu? There's hadith in Quran early in the morning. It brings barakat into the house.
I would have thought that with such a pious man here, you would have got all the barakat you needed by now. Hey, Adi, open the door.
Leila, what are you doing here so early? It's not even my rising time yet.
I bring you great news. Go brush your teeth, for goodness sake.
I can't. It's Ramadan, dude. No toothpaste allowed.
Oh, yeah. I'm so preoccupied that I forgot I'm fasting. Well, then use that wooden stick that your dad always has stuck in his mouth.
You mean a miswak? Well, I was about to till someone came banging on my door. Now, what's the big story?
Sit back, relax, and wait for this call.
Let me guess. It has something to do with him.
How did you know? You're a genius. There was a bit of a misunderstanding yesterday. Typing error. He was trying to call me and the phone was engaged, not him.
Oh, that's a relief. So how are things progressing now?
I think he's very interested. He practically begged me to re-invite him on Mixit.
Oh, maybe he just didn't want to waste his airtime SMSing you.
I know when a guy is interested, okay? He seems totally into me. Now here's a tip for you. Listen and learn. As soon as the guy seems interested, pull back a bit. Don't give him all your attention and time. Act like there's something more important for you to attend to.
Wow, you actually managed to pull yourself away from your phone while chatting to him? I'm impressed at your willpower.
Do I detect sarcasm or jealousy there? Don't feel bad. You'll find another guy after the last one you were chatting to. But it's going to be hard to find one that doesn't want to swap pics or not meet illegally. Your standards are way too high.
I'm so not worried about guys at this point in my life. I have to pass matric exams with distinctions. Inshallah. And teaching Deen to the kids at the orphanage during the morning takes up a lot of effort. Besides, I never chat to guys in Ramzan, out of respect for this month.
Sometimes I wonder if we're related. Anyways, guess how I cut him dead? I told him my mom was screaming and crying and I think something happened to Dad. He totally bought it and was so concerned.
What happened to your mom?
Nothing happened. It was a made-up story.
Are you nuts? You can't lie about serious stuff. Couldn't you find a better excuse other than you something happening to your parents?
You are way too uptight. It was a good excuse to buy sympathy and time. I didn't go back till Siri, and guess what? He left like a half a dozen offlines for me. He sounded so concerned. Mission accomplished.
Try not to fracture a limb the next time you want a guy to feel sorry for you.
Yusuf wants to know a masla and phones Mulana later that day to query about it.
Assalamu alaikum, Mamaji. Where are you? Are you busy?
Walaikum salam. No, beta. I'm finished switching turfs today. I'm going to the shop just now.
Okay, I'm near the shop. I'll wait for you here. I just need to know a masla.
Alright, I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Meanwhile, across the town, in Faisal's office, he's on the phone, liaising with Maulana Hamza from the RAHB.
Hello, Hamza. I want to re-inquire, why can't you certify me? What? How can I allow anytime access to my factory? I mean, will you give me the keys to your house? Exactly. You know how this country is. Crime is waiting to happen. Anyone can come in pretending to be from your organization and hold us up. What do you mean that's unlikely? Do you even have a clue how sophisticated criminals are? Come, talk. You want more money. I'm prepared to pay. Name your price. I know you'll always are in need of more money. What? It's not about the money. I give up. Fine. Don't say I didn't offer. Bye.
Daddy, here's the reports you wanted to see. The figures are tying up nicely and all three departments are doing an above average turnover. I don't understand what you meant by one department is not stable. Doesn't look that way.
Do you work for SARS or for me? Stop asking so many questions and give me that report. The frozen line was launched last month just before Ramadan because it's the perfect time for savouries. Now these idiots don't want to give me certification.
So get another body to certify you. There's plenty of competition amongst them, ne?
I know, but research shows that this is the most popular and trusted by consumers.
Even though they mess up so often. Then the consumers need help.
Hello?
Faisal, the pipe in the kitchen burst and water is leaking everywhere.
So, call the plumber and tell them to come and fix it.
I thought you could call him because he doesn't listen to me.
Corey, what is wrong with you? I'm busy. You can't do that too. Oh, wait. I left my cigarettes in the kitchen cupboard. Just check that it doesn't get wet. And now don't start nagging me about giving up smoking. I'm a very stressed man with a wife that aggravates my stress levels.
You know what? I think you'd rather not give up smoking if this is what it does to you.
Okay, calm down. Why don't we go shopping for Eid today? Buy yourself something nice. We might have my colleagues over Eid with their wives, and it won't hurt to make an impression. I'll send Leila later to pick you up.
Why do I have to take mommy shopping? It's a nightmare because she wants to compete with me and buy things that's more my style than an old lady's.
Competition. We accuse ulama and Islamic bodies of competing, even though that might exist in our imagination only. Yet we vie with each other in pursuit of material pleasure. There is an occasion when Muslims are encouraged to compete, and Ramadan is the month to do so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam became happy when he saw the Sahaba competing to perform more ibadah, but this was done with the devotion of servanthood and in the spirit of brotherhood, not to boast, as our dear Choti sometimes unintentionally want to do.
Where is this man now? His phone is engaged. I wonder who is he talking to. Let me try again. Junaid, where are you?
I'm in the shop, Choti.
I'm trying your phone for so long and I can't get through. Who are you talking to?
I was speaking to Naeem, bhai. Hey, Yusuf is here with me. I told him to come home for iftar tonight, ne?
What? You know I'm tired. I'm up from Tahajjud and I didn't sleep from then. I just finished a quarter of my tilawat. Tell him to come tomorrow, rather. Adi will be at home to prepare extra.
Choti, don't worry about making anything special. Whatever we have, it's fine, John.
Don't try to butter me up. I phoned you because the flour and ghee is finished. Buy some on your way home. Assalamu alaikum.
Don't worry, Mamaji. It's okay. I'll grab something from Musa's takeaway.
No. You come home with me. And you're not looking well at all, man.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. This morning, I vomited. Is my fast broken?
Did you swallow it by mistake or did it all come out?
It all came out.
Then your fast is valid.
I always thought that vomiting breaks the fast. Everybody should be lucky to have a house alim like me.
Everyone should be better off with a nephew or a son like you better. Did you go see a doctor? You must take it easy, man, Yusuf.
You know, I can go hang gliding and parachuting, but the doctor's needle just turns my knees to jelly. I'm just popping the tissue salts at Seri and iftar time. I'm going to the Kabristan after Tarawih. Will you come with me?
Of course I'll come with you. You know, every Ramadan, your mother used to make you pasta and badam pastry and send for me because she knew what the sweet tooth I had. And your father and I used to go together to rural locations to have a Ramadan program. Your father would organize kajur or zamzam, anything for the people there to break the fast. I can never forget your parents in my duas.
Ramadan is the month when we remember our loved ones we lost. Use this month to make dua for them, seek forgiveness on their behalf, and send isal thawab for them. Open our hearts to people while they are alive, not after they are gone, and we are left to clutch regret and speak about how good he was.
When I go to the Kabristan and read Quran there for them, I find some peace. But alhamdulillah, Allah is merciful. Each day is easier, Mamaji. I think I got some spare time now. I'll swing by Faisal, Mamaji. I didn't see him since I got back. Assalamu alaikum.
While Yusuf is on his way to his uncle is busy with a mysterious visitor.
We want our money, Faisal, or else. You know what happens to people who keep on the wrong side of us. Yo, sign this document.
I'm not signing it till I read it.
I said sign it.
No, man, what are you doing? Get your hands off me.
Listen, yo, bro. Don't waste my time. I think it's time for a lesson.
Ah, put that knife away.
Faisal, mama.
Faisal, Mama. What the heck? Get the knife off my uncle's neck. Ah!